Welcome to Sports and a Slice of Life. And now, here's your host, Dave Lewis.
I've been looking forward to this for months, actually, to talk with Prince Washington, defensive back from Sacramento State, chasing that dream to get to the league. How's it going?
It's going good. It's going good. Just taking it day by day.
You know what? Your team needed you the last couple games. You got hurt in the UC Davis game, and you missed the Richmond game, and then obviously the game against Incarnate Word, that wild 66-63 shootout. How much did it hurt you to not be able to be out there with your fellas?
It was rough. The hardest part was mentally. I had to do everything I can to try to help everybody else that was out there, because mentally, knowing that I couldn't go out there and help them at all was the hardest part. And I was just telling my guys, like, just stay focused, do everything you can the right way, and I'm gonna give you every tip I can to try to help you out on the field. And I did that, and I got to live with the results.
I know I saw you on Twitter afterwards saying, you know, the hardest part, I wasn't there to help.
Yeah, that was the hardest part. Just knowing I could have been out there with my guys, and I physically couldn't. That was hard. And that was the hardest part. Like I'll tell you, it was the hardest part.
Hey, what about your body right now as you take this journey to try to get to the league? Yeah, how you healing? How you feeling?
My body feel good. I just played in the Dream Bowl, and before that was at the Tropical Bowl. So I was back-to-back games, or 6 days straight of padded football with two games. So it's a little sore, but hey, I'd rather be sore and on the field than fresh and off the field.
Hey, what's the question marks, if there are any, about you as you try to get to the league? Hey, Prince can make it if he can blank.
Well, one of the biggest things they go talk about is my size. They go talk about my height, and they go talk about my weight. And so they go say Prince can make it if he can slide inside and guard slot receivers. That's probably a big thing that they're going to say for me. And I understand that. And I feel like I've been guarding outside wide receivers my whole life. Receivers that are up to 6'8", so I don't feel like height has ever been a problem for me, but I know that that's going to be a question mark, and I'm ready for it. It's a challenge, and I'm always ready for a challenge.
What kind of adversity, Prince, have you faced just to get to this level? All of us in life have had obstacles. You came out of Fresno, went to Wyoming, Sac State, had some injuries. What about your story in terms of, hey, man, this is really difficult, but it may be better because of it?
I feel like my whole life has been adversity, everything, like especially football, because coming out of high school, I wasn't highly recruited. There was a lot of other people on my team that was highly recruited, and I was always the guy that was like left behind, because when college coaches come by, I mean, there's only a certain amount of guys that they can recommend. They can't recommend 10 guys to a college coach. The college coach go look at them crazy, like, you think everybody on your team can play at the next level? So I was always a guy that was left out, so kind of had to do it on my own, reach out to coaches. And Wyoming actually came to a game looking at other people on our team, and our coaches even called them out, like Charles, Savant, like names. Wyoming's in the stands for you guys, like ball out. And I felt disrespected because I'm like, he didn't say my name. He didn't call me and say Wyoming's in the stands to look at you. So I took it as disrespect. And in that game, I ended up having like 4 touchdowns and 300 yards. I played running back, and I had an interception. And then after the game, Wyoming was like, it was like, we never even heard of you. Your coaches didn't say nothing about you. And that's how I made my first impression with them.
You feel like you still got a chip on your shoulder?
Always, because nobody believed in me to get where I'm at now. Nobody believed in me. Actually, from even high school to go to college and play, and even in college, once I got to college, to even play there. So, and now it's like nobody believes in me to get to the next level. So it's just like, it is what it is, and I don't really care too much, but I know what I'm capable of, and I know what I could do. So it's always going to be a chip on my shoulder.
One of the guys in your corner was the defensive coordinator, Andy Thompson, who is now the Hornets' new head coach.
Prince had a great impact. He really was knowledgeable, hardworking, made plays, and worked extremely hard. Came in 2019, walked on the program and earned a scholarship. And it was all because he was talented, but he also put a work ethic with it that really, really helped our program. There was a lot of guys in that class, his class, that did it, but he stood out now hard and how much he cared about Sac State football and trying to be as good a player as he could. Unfortunately, he had some really tough injuries and that set him back, or he would have had even more production. But really, really a good person and really valuable member of our team.
Yeah, I think it was Tyke Woods, one of your former teammates, that went into the office and said, "Hey, man, I got one of my guys that, you know, wants to come here." And sure enough, you got a shot, but as a walk-on, right? You had to come here with no money, you know, to make your mark. It must have been pretty difficult.
So actually, the story is even crazier than that. I actually just showed up one day randomly to the practice facility. I showed up to the Broad, walked in the building just on a random day, just walked in, walked up the stairs, and was standing right there at the door, and all the coaches were walking out for lunch. So they all, and I think I had a Wyoming shirt on, and they all just came by and stopped and was like, "Who are you?" I was like, I play corner, and I'm from the University of Wyoming, and I'm transferring, and I want to come here." And then it was Coach Taylor and all the other coaches was like, "Well, let's take you down the hall to talk to Coach Key and Coach Cole." And then I went and talked to them and told them my situation. And it was like, "We already got a couple guys coming in on scholarship, but you could come here as a walk-on and everything's going to be open and you go have a chance to compete." So I was like, "That's all I need is a chance." Yeah, I literally had to bet on myself, and literally I knew where I wanted to come. And then I'm from Fresno, so that's a 3-hour drive to come up here without even talking to anybody. So I didn't talk to no coaches before I actually showed up. I literally just showed up at the door like, "Look, I'm here, and I want to come here." And that's it.
What does it mean to you to be a part of, and we were talking off the air about the turnaround at Sacramento State. They were 0-7 in the Big Sky, 2018. Coach Taylor changes the culture. You're a part of that. Go and win the league every year. Only lose one league game over the course of 3 years. What does that mean to you to be a part of something so special and turning around a program that had been so down?
It means a lot, because now the standard is set. We know we built a culture, and now everybody that's coming in has to keep the culture. And that goes as far as even like the simple things that we started in 2019, staying after practice, doing extra work in the off season, getting the DBs together to do extra work, and not being selfish like me, teaching all the younger DBs everything I know, trying to give them knowledge and everything I can to help them be the best. Even though we play the same position, we could play the same position, and I'm still giving you everything I know so you can make plays to help the team and help you. And I feel like that has built a culture that we have, especially in our DB group, that we always trying to help each other, and we all want to eat each other to have success.
In your journey to try to get to the league, you've had a couple of stops, Florida and Texas. And I saw the one tweet you had, you got the trophy, right? This defensive MVP. Tell me about that. Where did it come from and your performance that led up to that?
Yeah, this is the trophy. I got the defensive MVP for the Dream Bowl, and it was a great environment, great game. They had multiple scouts there from the NFL, CFL, general manager from Winnipeg was there. Like it was a great environment, great game. Everything about the game was great. They had a good banquet. Jerseys with the names on the back, like it was ran really solid. I appreciate everybody that was a part of the Dream Bowl, and it was actually a real great experience.
What did that experience do for your confidence as you try to do this? Does it like validate, "Hey, man, I belong"?
Yeah, I feel like I was confident before, and I'm still confident after knowing that I could play with anybody. And I would say, Yeah, it solidified. It doesn't really solidify my confidence. My confidence never really, like, it was, my confidence is, I'm always confident in myself. But at the same time, I'm always humble, knowing that if I don't continue to put in the work, then I'm not going to be good at all. I'm not going to make it to where I want to be if I don't continue to put in the work. So I always got to improve. I always got to keep getting better. And enough is never enough. So I know that I got to keep doing a lot more to get to where I want to be.
That the defensive back, you have to have a real special mindset, because the game's designed for you to get beat and have to recover from that, right? I mean, you're going to give up points. I know, especially I work with arena football, and that's a different total breed of defensive back. But being able to recover from getting beaten for a touchdown and not let that scar you, because you still got to make plays.
Yeah, and that's where confidence comes in. Because if you're not confident in what you're doing and something goes wrong and you already wasn't confident in it, now you just completely lost all the confidence, the slightest bit of confidence that you had. So I feel like confidence, and even Coach Thompson talking about it, confidence isn't, like, fake confidence doesn't work. Like, you can't, like, just because you hyped up or something or what people tell you, that's fake confidence. Real confidence comes from putting the work in each and every day. And knowing that you did everything that you can to prepare yourself 1,000 times or as many times as possible. So once you get in a position to do it in a game or in a competition setting, you've already done it 1,000,000 times. So if something goes wrong, all you have to do is go back to your training, go back to the things that made you get to where you at, your technique. And then from there, all you got to do is fine tune it and realize what you did wrong. So your confidence, that's why even if they catch the ball, it's not really like a confidence. Like, they don't take confidence away. It's just, what did I do wrong and what can I do to fix it?
You know, you're an interesting guy. I thought, I'm going to talk to this guy about football and adversity and how hard it is to make the league. But, you know, you're an entrepreneur. You're a rapper. Hey, tell me about your interest in business and the things that you've been involved in.
Well, my interest in business came at a young age. So I feel like I've always been interested in business, just interested in a lot of things. I like a lot of artsy things. Like I do photography too. Like I like a lot of different things, and a lot of different things interest me. And I've just been, my whole life, it's just how I've been growing up. I just like a lot of different things. I was going to say, and that's part of the reason why I chose business finance, because even though I'm interested in a lot of things, like, I've always been good at school and I'm very good at math. Like, a lot of people don't like math, but math I feel like I had the most fun with math. So that it was like always having to solve an equation or fix a problem or something like that. So that's the reason why I chose business finance.
Now, you say business at a young age. Was it like a lemonade stand when you're 8? I mean, what are you talking about young being into business?
It was a lot of different things. I don't remember exactly how old I was, but I remember I printed off papers of a grass cutting business. So I had papers and signs and was going in the neighborhood cutting people's grass for money. And I remember I was in front of the supermarket, right, like right across the street from my house. And I was passing out these papers talking about I'm cutting grass. And then I remember one lady she asked me, she was like, are you cutting the grass? Or is like, are there like adults cutting it or something like that? And me knowing that she wasn't going to let me do it if I was saying I was cutting the grass, because I was a small little kid. Knowing, even though I did good work, she wasn't going to let me do it. I was saying, like, oh, no, it's my dad's company. I'm just doing it. So I had to talk her into it, and I'm just helping out. And then, yeah, I ended up cutting her grass and did great work for her. And she was surprised that I was able to do it. But just little stuff like that, like collecting cans. Like, I was always trying to find a way to make stuff happen.
The coaching staff raves about you as a player, but they love your rap music. Is that something that you aspire to do at a higher level sometime down the line?
Yeah, for sure. And I feel like music is a way of expression. So music is always going to be there. Music is something that's a part of me. It's a way to express how I'm feeling, express things that are going on in my life. And I feel like music, like football, with football, I can express myself on the field, and I can only do so much as far as expressing myself. And once I get off the field, music is how I tend to express myself.
Tell me about winning.
Winning. Honestly, Coach, all right, so Coach Agnew came into the weight room one day, and he asked me, he was like, Prince, how you do all, like, how you do all this stuff? You rapping, you a good football player, you a hard worker, you always in here doing extra work, like how does this all come? Like you really just doing a lot. And that kind of made me think about it. That was during the spring ball. And I don't know, that kind of was just like, it just boosted something in my brain. I remember that exact day is when the day I made winning. And in winning, I was just telling the story about how I wasn't winning at first. I was at Wyoming, people wasn't believing in me. I was losing. I was taking a lot of losses. I was sitting at the games, not playing. I was just sitting on the bench, just watching the games. And it was like, I knew I was good enough to be out there playing, but nobody believed in me. So at the time, I was watching. And eventually, I just let go and let God and took a chance on myself and came to Sac State. And eventually, stuff started going right for me. So eventually I started winning.
Okay, now you're taking me back to my DJ days. This is Prince Washington and the jam's called Winning. Check it out.
Alright, so yeah, Prince Washington.
I was taking losses.
Like he's getting up slow there.
People around me was winning.
Washington, the transfer from Wyoming.
I was working harder, not skipping no corners. Having questioning what I was missing.
Now this is why I'm winning. Cause I ain't changed from the beginning. Even though I took some losses, I ain't switching my position. Kept on grinning. Never thought about just trying to envy. I was cheering for the nigga like I was the one that's winning. I wasn't tripping. Knew my time would come. I bet not miss it. I was working overtime and had the same shit you was giving. I ain't kidding. $8 an hour. I felt like quitting. I could make more in a day if I said and start sinning, but I did it. So I was mopping floors and washing dishes. I ain't even drink no coffee after service, so I mixed it in
over
the kitchen.
Middle, in the coverage, it's deflected and
I was whipping straight from work to my practice. Shit was quick as the bitches. Taking private flights to police entrance just to watch.
Prince Washington with the terrific one-on-one coverage.
Hey, Prince Washington.
Yeah, Washington, he's been stellar. Look at him read this. He's about 10 yards back. T-steps and comes up and delivers.
With a throw to the right side, and a lunging PBU is made. Great play, Prince Washington. He played just 4 games.
But I looked into the mirror and told him that I'ma get it, and I did it. And that's exactly how I finished sentence. They don't ask you how you do it, they just ask you did or did it. Ain't no snitching. Ain't been proven guilty, but I ain't innocent. And seeing all the wins I get is the only thing I'm witnessing. That's the only thing I'm witnessing. Running on these tracks.
Prince Washington has been in the pocket of receivers down the field all first half.
Cloudy like it's Michigan. I let it breathe and then I hit again. Puff, puff, and I ain't finna pass. I'm finna hit again.
Prince Washington.
I'm getting up to hit again. Got my heart locked and they trip it because I won't let him in. How you gonna do one of you left 40 blows?
Excellent coverage by Prince Washington. He's trying to find flowers there right at the sticks.
For Talali Motu, can't hold on. Knocked away by Prince Washington.
And Chris Coleman, Cal Poly's leading receiver, the intended target. It falls incomplete. It was covered by Prince Washington. The ex-Wyoming Cowboy in coverage for Sacramento State.
Great defense by Prince Washington on the edge, keeping him engaged without interfering. Thank you.
Washington's giving Coleman fits right now. He's bothering him. And Chris Coleman's got very sure hands, and he's struggling against Washington. He really is, and that's something we're not used to seeing. But, hey, credit to the number Trey over there on the defense for Sac State. There's a reason why Sac State is so well-regarded. I mean, they play great defense, very sound, very sound. They're where they're supposed to be almost all the time.
You're throwing down that young man. Throwing down.
Appreciate it.
Guys like you who are really good, you make it look so easy. How long does it take to put together a song when you get into a studio?
It's usually different for a lot of different songs. Like, I actually have my own recording stuff, so I can record anytime I want to. So I can record straight from, I have my own mic interface and laptop, and I can record music anytime I want to. So it's not that hard to record music. Like, while other people playing Call of Duty or playing Fortnite or something, I can make a song and record a song and be done in the same amount of time. So it's just how I spend my time, my free time.
Well, not just the mechanics of putting together a song, but being able to flow like that, being able to put all those words together like that as a rapper and not mess up.
It's usually different. Each song is different. Like, it kind of, like I said, it's a way of expression. So it's like whenever I feel like I want to get something off my chest or I get inspired by something, like Coach Agnew talked to me that day about me winning after like all the stuff. It just sparked something in my brain, and I was just like, you know what? As inspiration, I take inspiration from like small stuff, and it's just like that was one thing that I just that's what happened.
All right, if someone wants to find Prince Washington music, how do you do it?
Yeah, it's on all platforms: Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube. It's Prince4BP. That's Prince, the number 4, and then BP. Find it on all platforms.
I thought I was interviewing an athlete, not an accomplished big-time rap star. Hey, Prince, what's next in terms of workouts, combine, getting yourself ready to try to get into the NFL?
Right now, it's training for Pro Day. And then from there, I have Pro Day, and then trying to see what I hear from any coaches, scouts, teams, and see they go tell me what's next, honestly. So right now, it's just training to get as good as I can for Pro Day. And then from there, letting the chips fall where they lay.
How much is playing special teams a factor then for you? I saw one of your videos on Twitter where it showed you dealing as a gunner, being able to have that part of your game to sell yourself.
Yeah, that's a big part. That's a big part of what they go want to come in, especially with where I'm at right now. They're not looking for a guy that can only play defense, or so that was a big part of me playing special teams down here at the Dream Bowl. I was starting on punt return, and made a good tackle on punt too. So that's something that the scouts wanted to see, and they were glad that they were able to see me on special teams. So that's something that's going to help me get to the next level, and I know that, and I'm willing to do that.
As with Todd Davis last year when he came around?
He came and was our honorary captain. And, yeah, we talked. We didn't have, like, a personal one-on-one talk, but, yeah, he did come and talk to the team. And, I mean, I said a couple things to him, but we didn't have, like, a personal sit-down. But, yeah, I talked to him.
Well, I mentioned him because he, you know, obviously went to Sac State as a linebacker, and he carved out as a niche, his niche as a special teams guy, you know, for a few years before he was able to break in as a linebacker, and then he had a great career with Denver. But his shot to get into the league was by special teams.
Yep, that's usually how it happens. You gotta find a way to make the bus, make the team first, and then from there, you might get thrown in at your actual position after you've shown that you could be a contribution on special teams. And I know that. And that's what I'm ready to do. I'm ready to do anything to make the buzz.
Who do you admire at the next level as a corner that maybe you could pattern your game after, or somebody you really respect?
I just got this question. And honestly, there's not one person. I would be doing all the corners a disservice if I choose one person. It's a lot of different corners I look at, and I try to take my game from all of them. Like, I like Marshawn Lattimore. I like Jalen Ramsey. It's a lot, and the list goes on. And I've been looking at a lot more nickels, especially like Kellen Moore. Moore from the Colts, because he's 5'9" and he plays nickel. And then Taron Johnson from the Bills, he's actually from SAC, and I worked out with him a couple times, and he's not that much bigger than me, and he plays nickel for the Bills. And so I've been looking at them, Moore and Johnson, and seeing how they maneuver in the slot with their size and how they guard people in like a nickel defense, because I know I'm probably going to get moved to nickel. So I've been looking at them, and I feel like I can play with them and model my game after something like that.
Hey, we're going to have you on again sometime. I could play more music. We could do less football and more rap music if that works for you.
Hey, we can do whatever you want. I'm down.
I'm rooting for you, man. It's been a pleasure watching your career in Sacramento as a college player, and I'll be rooting you on as you get to the league.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate you for having me.
That is former Sacramento State star cornerback Prince Washington. Good luck in the quest to make the NFL. Our executive producer is Hunter Lewis. You can subscribe to The Dave Lewis Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, wherever you get your podcasts, including YouTube. Your positive comments, the 5-star reviews are huge. Please subscribe. You're a big help. Can't do it without you. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.